I'm very pleased today to continue our partnership with Pensacola State College.
Dr. Judy Benz, president of the University of West Florida, was at Pensacola State College Monday morning to sign a new partnership agreement between the two schools. The program is called PSC2UWF, and it makes it much easier for a student to transfer from Pensacola State to the university to complete a bachelor's degree.
This is just the next step, and it's a big step because it eases the burden of transfer between institutions, which is riddled with administrative barriers and takes a lot of them down.
Under the program, students enrolled in Pensacola State will be offered admission to UWF early on to make for an easier transfer of studies between the two schools. Dr. Ben says some of the red tape should have been removed years ago.
Number one, for example, is an application fee. We're waiving that. We should have waived it 30 years ago, but we're waiving it now. Another are things like transcripts. If the transcripts are good enough for Pensacola State, they are good enough for us.
Another advantage of this direct admit agreement between PSC and UWF is that advisors can work between schools to make sure students are taking the right courses as they earn their degrees.
A lot of students wind up taking courses that they don't really need. They pay for them. They either pay for them with their hard-earned money, or they use financial aid, or they use scholarships up. And they shouldn't have taken whatever course it was. And one of the things that we're learning in higher education across the country is that we all need to pay more attention to advising. The students do what we advise them to do most of the time. And there are also checks and balances on what they do take, and ways that we can, as advisors, intervene in their academic lives and say, no, you really don't need to take tennis. You need to take college algebra, or you need to take this writing course. So we are really strengthening our advising within the university system, but also in this transition from a state college to a university. We have transfer advisors that will be free, open, accessible to all of the Pensacola State College students in this program.
Dr. Benz has been working on programs like this since she took over the presidency of UWF. Dr. Edward Meadows, president of Pensacola State, says it made perfect sense to strengthen the bond between the two schools.
Dr. Benz and I have been talking about this for a couple of years, and we have a coalition that Dr. Benz initiated some years ago when she became president. And in that coalition, she started talking about direct admit program, and I think Northwest Florida State College signed up, and then Coast State College signed up, and then TCC signed up, and now we're signing up.
And the hope is that making the process easier will allow more students to enter college and help both schools retain the students they already have.
If a student knows that it's going to be easy for them to get a university education after they get their college education, it gives them more incentive and more drive to take the right courses at the right time and to have advisors watching over them.
The signing ceremony was held Monday morning at Pensacola State and was attended by board members and employees of both schools, as well as others from the community, including Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson.
It's certainly a very good thing, and it's exciting what it's going to offer the citizens. Being the father of a soon-to-be high school senior, I'm beginning to look at these kind of things. So I think that anything we can offer to make it easier for our citizens, I really appreciate both Judy and Ed. I think they do. I really can't say enough about what they individually do for both institutions. I think they're both incredible leaders. I think they are making things better for Northwest Florida and Escambia County, and I can't say enough about the work they do together and how proud I am of both of these institutions.
And you can learn more about this partnership online at psc2.uwf.edu. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.